It is the first city of Kansas. The reason it achieved that status was because of an important fort that was not initially destined for that side of the river. The story of a fort, a river, and a first city is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Fort Leavenworth was established in 1827, and in the years following, a town by the same name became the first city of Kansas.
It was sited here because of the proximity to Fort Leavenworth. People wanted to settle, number one, on a river, because that's how they got around, was river transportation, but also they felt safer being closer to the fort.
Mary Ann Brown shares the story from the Leavenworth County Historical Society at Carroll Mansion, one of the city's oldest homes.
When the Kansas-Nebraska Act was passed in 1854, they opened up the territory for settlement. So Leavenworth boomed, essentially. This house that we own, the first part of it was built in 1858, just shortly after the founding of Leavenworth.
Of course, this town's roots are found in the fort, which still exists, but which initially wasn't planned for this spot.
The fort was founded for the protection of folks going west. They were supposed to found the fort across the river over in Missouri, but the vantage point was better here in Leavenworth.
Today, the County Historical Society shares some of that early history at the Carroll Mansion.
It isn't just a house filled with Victorian furniture and Leavenworth artifacts. Everything does have a Leavenworth connection. We are constantly trying to figure out where to put things because we have some pretty neat artifacts.
Part of the reason they are running out of room is because of 4 tons of glass. But this is special glass with quite a story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Leavenworth, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.